thank you. That was lovely. It's always fun to learn new music and to sing songs that that one was a part of my youth. I remember learning that when I was a child in youth choir a long time ago in a disciples church in North Carolina. So it's bringing back great memories for me. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 9. Just a little history about the book of Deuteronomy. This book is filled with speeches and words of wisdom that were given by Moses to the Israelites. This is kind of seen as several different speeches combined together, and it was almost like Moses' last will and testament, because at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, he passes away before the Israelites go on into the land of Israel, before they cross the Jordan. So here now these words from Moses giving us the greatest commandments that God has given him. The 6th chapter follows right after the 5th chapter, where Moses brings down and shares the 10 commandments with them. So hear these words of God. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me, Moses, to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding to you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today is a joyful day. It just feels different here today. It feels like there's so much love in this room. It is a joy for us all to be gathered here to celebrate the 65th anniversary of this congregation. Parma Christian Church came into being on March 16, 1954, when 32 people met in a building on Pearl Road. That's what our history of our congregation says on our website. Then approximately a year later, in February of 1955, that group of individuals worshipped together, and then they also signed their official charter incorporating this congregation into being. So we're sort of halfway in between when they first gathered together as a community to begin this congregation and when they signed this charter. And we celebrate today because it is a day for us to remember our past. Since that time, the congregation has gathered and worshiped together as a church family, not only here, but at Thoreau Park before they built this building, and now we worship here. Since that time, this congregation has been a place to faithfully live out Christ's call to love and serve God with all of its heart, with all of its soul, and with all of its strength. The scripture that I read to you today is the first part of what is known as the Shema. The Shema is a Hebrew word that literally means hear. It means to listen. So it is also known as the centerpiece of Jewish faith. It is prayed daily by faithful Jews at least twice a day, and it is found on their doorposts in mezuzahs that are hung in their homes. And this scripture is important also for us, as we are related in so many ways to the Jewish faith. The scripture is important to us because it affirms for us the most important commandment for anyone of faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your might. In the Gospel of Mark, the 12th chapter, a lawyer comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, of all of the commandments, which is the most important? And Jesus responds with the words of the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And then he adds the second, love your neighbor as yourself. I'm talking about this today because our most important commandment as Christians is to love. We are called to love God with all of our being and to love our neighbors. This commandment can be seen as the building block for how we live our lives of faith. It is the foundational commandment given to us in Deuteronomy and again in the Gospel of Mark. And Jesus correctly states that this commandment is the most important commandment because it focuses our attention on God. And then it calls us to live out that faith by loving our neighbors. We are called to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. So what does that mean for us? How are we called to live out this love for God? What does it look like? In our lives each day, we encounter many ways to live out our love for God. Sometimes that love can be as simple as holding a door open for a stranger as they're coming in behind us at the store. Sometimes it can be buying a lunch for a friend and listening to their story, holding their hand, saying a prayer of comfort. Sometimes it's simply smiling at another person and acknowledging them for who they are as a child of God. Loving God with all of our soul means that we need to love God with all of our beings, all of us, all of who we are. Well, how do we do that? We focus on living out our love for God through our talents, in our work, and in our lives. My friend Heather is an architect. She and I grew up together. We graduated high school together, and I haven't seen her for years, but through the power of social media, I get to see all of her designs and buildings that she builds, and they are ultra modern. She has quite an eye for design, but all of her buildings are also eco-friendly. She does that because she loves this world of God's creation. She wants to be a good steward of this beautiful planet that we call home. She uses her architectural talents to design buildings that are functional and beautiful. But she also uses her intellect and skills to research and implement eco-friendly building materials, solar panels, rainwater collection systems, and other environmentally friendly systems into her building designs. You see, she's using her talents to love God with all of her being, all of who she is. Not all of us are architects, and that's okay. But all of us are gifted with different skills and talents that God calls us to use, and through those talents, we are called to show our love for God to others. That is using our entire soul and being to show God our love. The Shema also says that we are to love God with all of our might and all of our strength. Now, it is hard to imagine what that might mean because we're already loving God with all of our hearts, and we're already loving God with all of our soul, our talents, and our skills. So what does it mean for us to say that we have to love God with all of our strength or might. For me, this means that our love for God goes even deeper than we can imagine. When the world seems to be totally against us, we continue to love God, no matter what. We all know that life can be very rough at times, more than rough. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. Sometimes life can be devastating. And it is in those times that we have to dig deep into our beings and rely on the love of God to see us through. That's when we're loving God back with our very strength. In other words, this love that we have for God, it's really our faith. The Shema doesn't end just with the commandment to love God. It also speaks about teaching that love to others responsible for sharing faith, that we're responsible for sharing our faith with, for helping others to discover this love of God in their own lives. Specifically, the scripture mentions sharing that faith with our children and our children's children. We are called to share that faith not only with those who are children, but because we are all children of God, with all of God's children, no matter our age. Lori Manning, a minister who preached a sermon about this, defines faith in this way. Faith begins like love, quietly and mysteriously. It captures us. It is as invisible, yet as real as a gentle breeze. It comes to us for reasons beyond our control. For the Spirit blows where it will, and like the wind, it has the power to gain strength and moves us to wonder. That is a wonderful definition of faith. And when love is the cornerstone of our lives and of our faith, it allows us to gently share that faith through love with others. We never know the full impact of our love. We never know the full impact of God's love through us on others. Sometimes we don't even get to see that impact when our gifts are given in ways that we do not even know who the recipient will be. One of the ways that this congregation shares its love for God is through our financial gifts of love that we give to an organization called Love in the Name of Christ. Through Love, Inc., as they're known, we support people when they need an extra hand, like Carol, who found herself with a broken down car and no way to get to work, and then she was out of a job. And she learned about Love, Inc. And she turned to Love, Inc., and they helped Carol by partnering with a local auto mechanic to fix her car. And then once her car was repaired, Carol was able to go out and get a new job. And then she was able to return to work. We could not have done that alone, but partnered with other congregations in the greater Cleveland area through Love, Inc., our gifts combined with other gifts of love, enable us to help those in need. Together, we are helping to make the world a better place. You see, faith and love together give us the strong foundation that we need in order to live and serve God with our whole beings. Faith and love together strengthen who we are as a community. This scripture speaks not only to us as individuals, but also to us as a faith community, as the congregation of Parma Christian Church. All of us who are gathered in this room are connected to this congregation in one way or another. This is a faith home that is important to us, and we are called to strengthen it together. Today we celebrate our past over the last 65 years, and you will see pictures of past glorious times in the life of this congregation. We have our screen behind us that is showing pictures, even as I'm up here preaching, pictures of this faith community's history is scrolling by. And these show good times, fun times, times where we were building up the faith of our lives together. And it was easy for us to live out the commandment to love God with our whole selves. And then there's also opportunities for us this morning to write out our hopes for the future of this congregation. Today is not only about looking back and remembering how we have shared God's love with one another and with this community, but it's also about looking forward with hope and casting a new vision for the future of Parma Christian Church. So I want you to take time today to think about what your hopes are for this congregation. We all must work together to continue to dream and to prepare for where God is leading us tomorrow. Jesus understood that change was a necessary part of human life. Lori Manning describes Jesus' understanding of change for people and institutions as a view which was dynamic and full of faith. When Jesus met someone, he imagined the great potential with them. Jesus saw people for more than who they were. He saw a group of men fishing for fish and instead saw them as disciples fishing for people. Everyone he met, he envisioned a new, hopeful, faith-filled life for them. Jesus had more faith in each person than they had doubt in themselves. This enabled Jesus to be a supreme life changer in history. As we vision our future at Parma Christian Church, we know that it must involve change. And change is never easy. But in order to continue to grow as a faith community, we have to rely on Christ's faith in us to change. We will need to be creative to reach out into this community and into this world to inspire people in new ways in order to bring them to an understanding of faith in Christ. Yet even in the midst of change, we can count on one thing that will always remain the same. And that is the love of God through Jesus Christ for each of us. The love of Christ is available for this faith community. It is here. It is real. We can count on the love of Christ for the world. And the love of God for us is never changing. It was there when Moses spoke to the Israelites. It was there in this community of faith in 1954 when we gathered together. And it is there for us today. And it will be there for us in the future. We can rest assured that this love for God is always with us. Always. And that as we are called to continue to build Christ's church here in this place, that love of God surrounds us and will always be with us. So let us give thanks to God for that love together as our elders come forward and lead us in the litany that is found in your bulletin.